This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Joe Biden pulled ahead in Pennsylvania in large part due to big numbers put up by suburban voters. But in many of those same regions, Republicans performed well down ballot. In a year with so much partisan acrimony, Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff reports on who split their ticket and why.
The state house race in Horsham, Pennsylvania, was considered a good bet for Democrats to flip a seat in the Capitol. Biden was polling strongly in the Philadelphia suburbs, and Republican incumbent Todd Stevens appealed to local Democrats in his campaign, like in this TV ad.
Todd Stevens worked alongside his colleagues to deliver millions in safety grants for public schools. I'm a Democrat and a public school teacher, and I'm voting for Todd.
His challenger, Jonathan Casa, ran his own ads, pointing out that Stevens is, in fact, a Republican.
Todd Stevens voted with Republican leaders 90% of the time.
90%? That's nuts.
Casa still lost that district, which has more registered Democrats, by about 2,500 votes. He says he knows something went wrong, but he blames some of his loss on Republicans who don't like Trump but still embrace their party.
Independents and even some Republican voters that Biden was clearly able to pull off. Unfortunately, those voters didn't punish Republicans in Harrisburg for the problems of their party, which is arguably still beholden to Trump and his agenda.
All around the suburbs, turnout was high, driven by the charged presidential contest. Biden has won this area and the state, but Democrats also lost key races down ballot and didn't shift the balance of power in the state house or Congress. Why? At least in part, split-ticket voters. Lauren Frasco, a registered Democrat from outside Doylestown, says she doesn't like voting just for one party for ideological reasons.
I like the idea that there's people from both sides of the aisle in government.
So she says she voted for Democrats for the White House and Congress, but Republicans for some statewide row offices, such as Auditor General. A Republican just won that office for the first time in more than 20 years. Frasco hopes that means checks and balances.
If we have a Democratic governor, then, you know, having a Republican in office watching the books is not a bad idea. I just don't believe in letting the rooster watch the hen house.
Democrats are now conducting a postmortem. Some theories as to why they lost down ballot include not enough get-out-the-vote efforts, the loss of straight-ticket voting, and the fact that some ballots were two-sided. People may not have flipped them over. Some Republicans are pleased with the results of the election, even as some in their party contest the outcome of the presidential race. Pat Poprick is chair of the Republican Party in Bucks County, which reelected Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick and went for Joe Biden.
The down ticket further down, our state reps did extremely well, and we won seven of them. So I think the top of the ticket didn't necessarily always reflect the bottom of the ticket.
Just as Biden pulled in some Republicans turned off by Trump, Brian Fitzpatrick pulled in Democrats like Mary Schultz of Montgomeryville with good constituent services.
I'm a very loyal person, and I had major mail problems for the last 2 years with my mailman has been awful with delivering mail.
When she reached out to Fitzpatrick's office, they looked into issues with her mail service and helped resolve them. So Schultz says she voted for Joe Biden for president, but she also voted for Brian Fitzpatrick out of gratitude, even though it caused some grief in her household.
And my husband's like, I can't believe you're going to vote for Brian Fitzpatrick. Blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I understand his point. The vote was my vote, and I chose to vote my way because, I mean, I could have lived with myself, but I would have felt guilty had I not voted for him.
Whether that gratitude will extend to the next congressional race in 2022, she's not sure. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.